always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is Yada the King Radio, your boy Don Cristiano Warrior, chopping it up with you today. We're going to get it in with Sauce Remix from KC, and we're going to talk on the topic of the day, all about change, man, the remix that God did in our life. Let's get into this song called Genesis Revelations right. by the homie Armand, Yada the King Radio. Let's get this triple play cracking, baby.
Yeah. See if I can get this right, The Genesis, the Genesis, the Genesis, the Genesis, Revelation, 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 yeah. I swear this is the first time I wrote something in months. Feels like years, smiles felt like tears. Hey, been studying my peers, I'm studying these kids. With all the latest trends, I've been studying my fears. Finding out why I'm here, gotta be more than this music. A funky little movement, full of pride that soothes it. Full of I is useless, full of my conclusions. Full of my illusions, full of my excuses. They say experience is the best teacher. Life's revealed, that's a lie, and the best kept secret. Time doesn't heal all wounds, that's pitiful. All time does, the scars, is help you live with them. So I've been sitting here with this bloody knife in my wrist, playing Etch-A-Sketch, hoping the devil's test is a myth. Hell is stretching my limbs, and ironically, I'm ticklish. But my God's familiar with predicaments I'm dealing with. From the start to the finish, make hot from what was cold, yeah. From the beginning to the ending, it must be revealed before we can revolt. It's the Genesis, the Genesis, the Genesis, the Genesis, Revelation, 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 yeah. Shorty asked why I don't talk about my girl on Facebook. I ain't never on there anyway. Besides, my business is mine. I asked, was I supposed to? Wait, do I know you? It's funny how people can paint a picture with no brush, two colors and broken pencils. Sorry if I'm anal, but now I realize what you call entertainment, I call my inner sanctum. It's gibberish to you, that there's my second language. What's Lincoln to you, to me is Benjamin Franklin. Day to day for some, to one is an adventure. And things y'all never forgot, I don't remember. And what you perceive as a ceiling could be potential. And what you could see as a one could be essential. And what you perceive as a sentence could be an issue. Cause what we believe to be truth, that's offensive. Yeah, from the start to the finish. Made hot from what was cold. Yeah, from the beginning to the ending. It must be revealed before we can revolt. It's the Genesis. The Genesis. The Genesis. The Genesis. Revelation. 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 Yeah.
From the start to the finish, make hot from what was cold. From the beginning to the ending, it must be revealed before we can revolt. It's the Genesis.
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 Revelation.
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 Oh man. I guess I should just go right in. Really, this is not a new assignment. Really, this is just a new climate. God gives a blank check, expecting you to sign it. Lose your life, yep, but I bet you'll truly find it. I'm trying to maneuver like a Heimlich. I don't want to trip on a God that's gonna split us and remove us like a minus. I gotta time this perfectly. Got divine lines and I'm trying to spit with kindness. Work with me. You hustle with a rock, we hustle for the rock. You hustle for a knot, we hustle for eternal guap. I know some real hustlers, real ambassadors. Matter of fact, you're laughing at some of my old ladies in Africa. You shouldn't laugh because they're lapping us. They stay on track, they're looking back like you can't run half a lap with us. You're like the master was, doing like the master does. Makes me wanna play my role like an actor does.
You see me, yeah,
yeah.
You see me, yeah. You see
open
me,
your eyes.
You see me.
Listen, there's a mark, ain't nobody hitting it. I know the day you're young, so you're getting it. Of course, they pour more and more, so you're sipping it. The Maybach's like a slave back, you're whipping it. I witnessed it, most of this is just appearance. Most
girls, they all are still living with your parents. God made man, so man is shining for certain, but made it for himself, but man to mind is certain. That's why you get fly, then we find you're hurting. Not what it seems, that's the man behind the curtain. You say I'm preachy, that's my MO. I heard you saying amen, I thought okay, then that's my inroad. Jesus wept, how about that? Not too much, short and sweet. But he wept for sin and death, now we ask for your belief. Whether you are out the womb, out the church, out the pen, you're a soul, we're a soul, you know we are out the wind. The wind.
You see me, yeah.
I got one more for ya. I hustle for the real Jesus, cause he's a beast. Not that dude that you use up in your Jesus peace. All that God taught the day you got me so confused. I thought God was the diamonds or the gold y'all use. Jesus teach us how to hustle, we listening to. He know street, his feet had a blister or two. He know sleep, how sleep could be far and few. How to beat the body down for grounds, he's called us to. Now take that, try that, take it back, apply that. Put that in your real life, they put that in their Pyrex. Let that rock of truth do to you what it do. Cause the wind, when it comes to say you must be biggest losers. Drop the weight, watch your plate, watch what you take on. Even if it ain't wrong, don't run with them weights on. Show up for that great form, look at all like you ate songs. Hope to see you at the finish line with them raised arms.
You see me, yeah, you see me, yeah, you see me, yeah, you see me.
Just in case there was some confusion, we here. See, I don't know y'all exist.
Yeah, you see me.
I see you, you see me. You ain't know. Jesus represent us. Yeah.
Make one thing clear, swag on 20. I'm the man. If you had it, lights, camera, action. When I walk through the door, you probably couldn't walk through the door. Wasn't lying when they said it wouldn't last. Mama say I'm living way too fast. I had to hit rock bottom so I can go and find him.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't got it all together.
Just trying to make every day better.
Truth, yeah.
I'ma go and stop. Ain't no need in me to keep frontin'.
We can make it better.
No matter what the problem, my God can solve.
We will make it better.
No matter the situation, that's your motivation. Come on.
We can make it better.
So don't worry about the outcome, you already won.
We will make it better.
Believe that.
Let me make one thing clear. Before I said I was the man, I'm just the heir. Yeah, heir to the throne, he the man up in here. And I'm just trying to follow his plan straight from here.
Straight up.
So glad I'm before this rag. Ain't no telling where I will be in my life. I'm so grateful that I made it through to tell you the truth.
Truth, yeah. I ain't got it all together. Just trying to make every day better. Truth, yeah. I'ma go stop fronting. Ain't no need of me to keep fronting. Can make it better.
No matter what the problem, my God can solve.
He will make it better.
No matter the situation, that's your motivation. Come on.
He can make it better.
So don't worry about the outcome, you already won.
He will make it better.
Never thought that I would see better days. Never thought that it could be this way. No. Never thought that I would ever change. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Yes, I'm so grateful, yeah. For making me better.
When all else fails, yeah. And I'm pushed to the end, yeah. Something on the inside tells me I can win. Say he can make it better. Yeah, he can make it better, huh. And when I'm down and going through, and there's nothing else to do, and it ain't nowhere to go and no one to turn to, I know that he can make it better, huh. Yeah, he can make it better.
All right, that was Make It Better by the homie Chris Searcy featuring New Breed. I'm here with a brother, man, that I've been waiting to get on. He been waiting to get on, so the feeling was mutual. I got the homie Sauce Remix, man, from OKC. Actually, he's not from OKC. I actually messed that up earlier in the phone today. He's from KC. So talk to me real quick, man. Sauce Remix, how you get the name, and then we're going to get into your testimony after that.
Yo, yeah, I'm from Kansas City, man, not Oklahoma City. I got the name basically, I started rapping when I was about 14, like 8th grande, and around that time, N1 was real popular, and you know, you heard of Hot Sauce, and, and the N1, we always looked at N1 to be like the underground of the NBA,
mm-hmm.
So basically, I was like, I'm the Hot Sauce of underground rap. Like, yeah. I'm the best in Kansas City or whatever. So I dropped the Hot off because I didn't want to just jack his whole name. So kept the Sauce, and it became more of a nickname and a street name. Like, to this day, I got pastors and people's mamas who call me Sauce and don't know my real name at all. So they, you know what I'm saying? So it became a nickname.
Yeah.
And I put the remix on it because I'm, you know, I'm the same Sauce, but God just remixed me. So if you're familiar with the remix as far as a song being remixed, you know, a new instrumental or put a new person on there or something like that, like God did that to me, so it's Sauce Remix.
Dope, man. So I want to know though, man, with the name, do you got any balling skills though? I mean, if you Sauce, Hot Sauce, I'm pretty sure you might be able to dribble a little bit.
I can dribble a little bit, man, but I really don't do that anymore.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Talk to me, bro. Just share us a glimpse of your testimony, man. We're going to get about 5 minutes of that. How God changed you, how he remixed you in your life, man. What would you say? What were some of the key points in your life that you remember God tugging at your heart, man?
I grew up in an urban area of Kansas City, Kansas, man, before I moved to Missouri. But, you know, off a block called Quindaro, very notorious for, you know, drugs, gangs, violence, prostitution, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And my mother and my real father got divorced when I was real young. And we got remarried, and, you know, she was trying to do the right thing, go to church and stuff like that. So raised me up in church a little bit. And basically, man, you know, just growing up and just, you know, getting that taste of rebellion, man, when I was about 16, she kicked me out. And I had to move in with my real pops. Now, the real pops wasn't saved. Didn't do the church thing or nothing like that at that time. And I picked up a lot of habits from him, you know, porn, drinking at an early age, all type of stuff, man.
Yeah.
And that's when it really started. I really started seeing, you know, really chasing after those sinful and evil desires, man, that were always producing my heart. But now, since I can touch them tangibly, you know what I mean? I'm born after all that. So by the time I'm 18, man, I'm just really fully led, trying to get in the streets and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Barely graduated, juvenile detention centers, house arrest, all that, you know what I'm saying, when I'm 16 and 17. So my pops kicked me out too, you know? So it was just, man, like when I got to that age, 16, I was just, you know, just the average black male in a neighborhood influenced by all these negatives, man. I just got caught up in that.
Yeah.
My uncle used to always come by and like talk about God and stuff. But I wasn't feeling none of that. Like ever since when I was little, I used to rap. He's like, you know, you nephew, you're talented, but what are you gonna do with your music? Like, who are you doing it for? And what is it gonna affect? And I'm always like, man, I'm not trying to hear none of that. Like, I'm trying to make some money. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
This particular point in time, I'm just going to fast forward through all the mess, man, through all the jail, the high speeds, the guns and all that, man. I had a baby with my baby mama, who's now my wife, but we had a baby before we got married, and I was about 22 at the time, and I was really getting beat up by the life, man, just by trying to live that street life, man.
Yeah.
It was just really, I was in a rough part of my life, man, and my uncle just happened to come by, and I really realized God had me where he wanted me at.
Hmm.
And my uncle came by and shared the gospel with me, and I had a lot of stuff on my head that week, like just thinking about, you know, all kinds of stuff, man, my life, you know, God, suicide, like crazy stuff, bro, like stuff I don't, that's not normal, you know what I mean? Like, that's how stressed I was. I was smoking cigarettes like every 5 minutes, just stressed out.
Yeah.
My uncle came by, my grandma, I was living on my grandma's basement floor. And my uncle came by, and he started sharing the gospel with me, and like searching through scripture with me, and I'm curious. So I'm feeling what he's saying. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
About a week later, man, I found myself on the basement floor, man, just crying, repenting to the Lord, man. And ever since then, man, I've been saved and living this life out, man. The next month, me and my baby mama, we got married. And now we got 3 kids, and we just bought our first house last year, man. And
praise
Lord,
God.
Lord totally remixed your boy, man. Like, I see people and they be like, wow, you're a totally different person, man. So, that's what the gospel did to me, man.
Hey, man, bro. So just talk about just that remix, the whole process, because I know you got saved. You were still in the hood. How did God change your mindset, man? What were some things that you would say were key for you to keep this gospel mindset, keep the mindset of Christ throughout the hood, man?
Okay, yeah, you're right, man. Because when I got saved, I didn't move away even from my own neighborhood immediately. You know what I'm saying? It was all a process, of course.
Right.
But, like, the Lord started slowly taking stuff away from me, like, the taste I had for cigarettes and liquor and stuff like that. And I met this guy that, it's so funny, man, I met this guy that my wife grew up with. She went to church with this guy when she was a kid, named Wes Corham. And this is the guy that really discipled me and poured into my life, man, when I first got saved and when I was really just, trying to get married and figure out, what the heck is a husband, what the heck is a father, like, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he, man, just took me up under his wings, bro, like, for real, like, invited me at his house, just taught me, like, basic things of the faith, man, that the foundation stuff, man, that, that when the theology's gone, when the Christian rap is gone, when everything is gone, this is what you have, and this is what separates you from American Christianity and actually being a real believer.
Yeah.
And stuff like the fruit of the spirit and, studying your Bible and stuff like that. Like, he gave me my first concordance, man, and taught me how to really dig for truth, man. Like, him is one of the reasons, man, that I was really able to maintain that Christ mindset in the midst of where I was at until Christ, until God moved us away and started working on me as a husband and a father. But he's one of the reasons, man, I was still dug out and all that, man. And he would invite me out to one of our local colleges. He had a Bible study there every Sunday afternoon called, I think it was called Living for Christ on Campus or something like that.
Yeah.
And he had college students there. And then he had a couple other cats that was newly saved, people that wasn't even saved. But we all would get together, man. He would just pour into us.
Praise God.
He took it a step further, man, and let me come into his house, man, meet his wife and stuff like that, man. And that discipleship key, I really see why it's so important, man, to really live that life on life, like Jason would say. You know what I'm saying? That life on life with somebody is like the game changer with the mindset, as well as the Holy Spirit, of course, man, filling me and redeeming me, man, and changing me, and jumping in the Word and prayer and stuff like that. But that hands-on discipleship, man, that teaching, it's just so important, man. Like, I've had cats on my block, man, that got saved, and they get into an unhealthy church, and and don't want to be, connected with a body where they can learn. All of a sudden, you hear about him. Oh man, I thought he was do-do-do, but he doing this again. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I think that. Discipleship and that teaching part, man, was very, the most key for me. Like I said, as well as, the Holy Spirit and stuff like that, but
yeah,
that discipleship, man, like, that changed my walk, bro. Like, that made me, I hate to say it, like, it's levels in it, but that advanced me at the age and the stage that I was in just finding out about all this God stuff. And even though I grew up in the church, man, the gospel never really affected me. I never really understood it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now I'm learning all this stuff and it's new, but it's helping me to grow and learn it and to apply it faster than normal because I already got a wife. We already got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? We looking for somewhere to live. I got to get a job quick. Like, everything can start changing quick. I'm like, Lord, let me know. Like, you're 22, dude. You got to get on it. So he placed it in my life, man, for that specific reason, bro. And to this day, we still tight. And that was really the turning point, man. It really helped me stay Christ-minded while I was still living on my block before I moved away. So,
hey, man. Well, let's do this, man. We're going to go into your first song called Go. Talk to me about this as we go into it real quick, bro.
Go, man. Go is it has two inspirations. The first is, of course, the Matthew 28:19 thing, you know, go and make disciples. But the second part is just, this beat is hard. It go. Like, when you hear this beat, man, and this song, man, it should make you want to get excited, man. Let's go out and do what we're supposed to do. So I'm explaining that throughout the whole song. So that's what Go is about.
All right, let's get it in. Yada the King Radio, Go! By the homie Sauce Remix. Tell somebody it's going down. YDKRadio.com. Let's get it.
Go! I was on that Indo in purple, mixing Sprite with syrup. The club scene in circles. Now I'm on that Urkel. I'm squared out, square dumping, square bear like squares up. Wherever my whereabouts, I put on grace and I wear love. Cause I be on a mission, like City Union Mission. And juvenile detentions, that positive we witty. Just ask my brother Solo, he was with me, no solo. I used to be a dog from Kansas, no Toto. I've been married for years now. Yeah. That's hope for the projects, cause it's my baby mama. My baby we stop sinning and God bless, we ride so hard. You can smell the tire tread burning up the pavement like a big block on Dayton's. And shout out to the mamas praying, tell mine I made it. The hood tried to kill me, but he changed my situation. Now I go so hard and the flow still dope, but it all look better cause the gospel go. And I'm trying to put them all up on life, real life that'll make them be like. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go. This beat singing like Tina, so I beat it like Ike. And top mix like Scotty, so I feel like Mike. But the top goal we shooting for is to win souls, you know. And to live it out so hard, you'll scream how hard it go. Like I'm just being stupid. I can hear somebody saying sauce. Get back to the music. Forget the music. We do it in real life. You can meet me at my house on Friday, 2 p.m. That's right. I be with Deacon and Dre. And we be getting it in. We jumping in this Bible. Trying to kill our sin. And they be loving their wives. And taking care of their kids. And that ain't nothing special. They just being real men. And they don't want no Bravo. Shout out to the role models. Who from the hood but still in the hood, trying to show the hood who to follow. And God and love and joy and quality is where I stand. So tell them other rappers they got a problem on their hands. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go. I'm red octagon proof. Take off in a space shuttle, land inside the booth. Beautiful feet, and you ain't gotta stare in my shoes. He made me cleaner than my sneakers, now I'm sharing the fruit. If you a soldier in the war, boy, rally the troops. We go faster than Italian coops. Poof, I'm gone. NASCAR solar system, I put the bait on the hook, then I go fishing. Hit the town with my coalition, and we be on that Bible medicine. A real turn bipolar Christian. A recession couldn't even hinder holy living. The stocks crash, but my God's still overgiving. And that make me go green light. Bodybuilding lean tight. Shine like brights on gleam right. If you gon' go, don't think twice. Shine like brights on gleam right. Bodybuilding lean tight. And that make me go green light. Now this beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go so hard, it go so hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go. This beat go hard, it go.
Yeah. You know, I used to want a lot of things, man. All the money, cars, clothes, jewels. But there's something I found better, man. There's no place I'd rather be than in Christ. Yes, sir. So kind.
Jay Carter. Yeah.
Come on.
All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean? Willing everything is alright, and I got a new life to buy. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
Used to the number one bangers. Everybody know me first name with the bankers. VIP listed front row with the Lakers. Cars in the clothes, everything you can think of. Big crib mansions in the countries where they play us. Pool every house in the room, can you roll? Private jet flying on my team, I got the bureau. Never have to worry, got the law on the payroll. Even Mexico got a trillion instead of peso. They doing what I say so, I thought this was the life, oh. Me until I found the light of Christ, then I let go.
Doing things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
All the money and the cars and the fame and the women couldn't match the true happiness. The media's a gimmick. When I did a concert in Colorado and we're finished off the call, I seen the souls call for Jesus in the spirit. That's the moment that I recognize people really listening. These souls were in my hands, now I'm really on a mission. This is more than the music, and my knees was repenting. Had to turn from my pride and my own ambitions. This is for the Christ and I'm never going back, man. You can keep the money and the fame. The mic stand here for the souls, gotta reach a whole lost land. Picked up my cross, fully aware of what it's cost.
The things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living through his will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
I'm still traveling the world, matter of fact, I'm even blessed, mo. Lived in Europe and Korea, still spread the gospel. People showing love, souls saved like revival. God bless my ministry and family for sure, though. Gave back a hundredfold, more than you could ever know. Nothing could explain his grace, and he never let me go. Once I heard that Jesus gave his life for our sins, lived, died, resurrected on the cross for my sins. Then I knew the Romans 10, that confession I would live in. Jesus in my heart changed, repent from my sins. Now I tell the whole world about a passion, never quit. Gotta keep repping Christ till he tell me that's the end.
Doing things in the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow.
Mission is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop. Now available for free download as well as donation at therealmission.bandcamp.com. All tracks produced by Eshan Bombay. Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop, now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com. Listen up. You got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yada the King Radio? Hit us up at yadatheking.com or email us advertising@yadatheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to
yada.king.com
and advertise today.
Hello, sorry I'm late.
Quick, get in here. He's almost here.
Who's almost here?
You said you were having problems. I made an appointment with someone who can help you.
Really? So who is it?
God.
You made an appointment to talk with God?
Yes. Oh, he's here. Quick, go. Go, go, go. Come on, say something.
You don't need an appointment to talk to God.
We don't have much time. Tell him your problems.
Bob, I can talk to God anytime.
Come on, you only have a few seconds. We can talk about this later.
This is silly.
Oh! He's gone.
He's not gone. God is always around.
Okay, so have you talked to God about your problems?
Well, no.
Frank, if you believe God is always ready to listen, then how come you haven't talked to him?
Well, I've been busy.
That's why I made an appointment for you.
I don't need an appointment. I can talk to God anytime.
But Frank, you never do.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Are you taking God's presence for granted? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio at lifelinepro.com.
All right, that's the homie, So Calm, new joint. You better make sure you pick up his album. It's coming out August as well. Speaking of August, I got a brother that's dropping something for y'all, man, that you guys definitely want to pick up. The album One. Let's talk about this album, man. One. What's the whole theme about One, man? And I heard it today. One God, one community. What are we trying to get to?
Yeah, man. The whole thing, One, is, you know, one God, one community, one hope, one truth, one gospel, one change, one people, man, coming together for one thing and to be changed by the one true God that can do it, man. A couple verses that inspired it was Genesis 2:24 and Deuteronomy 6:4. And Deuteronomy 6:4, you see the Lord saying, you know, the Lord your God is one. And he goes on to talking and telling them what he wants them to do or whatever. And in Genesis 2:24, it's talking about, you know, man and woman will leave, you know, and they become one. That one that they use is the same Hebrew word. So you see in Genesis 2:24, they're talking about two people becoming one thing. So it's a compound idea, as well as we know God in his triune nature is a compound ideal as well. So yeah. It's all these things. I'm talking about stop the violence. I'm talking about what the hood looks like and how you can pray for it. I'm talking about the gospel. I'm talking about being changed and how I used to live. And all these different things coming together for one thing to point you to the one God that can give us the true change that our community needs. So that's what One is all about, man. It's just that compound thing made up for one thing. So,
all right, man. So what can people expect? Is this your first album? Is this your second album? Tell them what it is. I know you got a couple mixtapes. Just talk about your discography from your music, man.
Well, I rapped before I was saved, man, and I had four mixtapes out and a DVD. It was a lot. It was real local, but when I got saved, man, I actually stopped rapping for a minute.
Yeah.
For two reasons. I was like, you know, first reason I was just so convicted of my lifestyle, the life that I was living, and the life that I was portraying in my music. I was just like, all this was new to me, man. I'm just like, I'm done with all that. Like, I'm good. You know what I mean? But slowly but surely, you know, the Lord, he gave me that when I was a kid, you know, just to throw it away, I guess. So I just kept doing it, man, and picked it back up and started applying the new stuff that I was learning and to the rapping. So I dropped a CD called Biblical Teachers Through Rhymes and Beats, and that was kind of the introduction of to everybody who wondered what was going on with me. This is what I'm learning now. I was rapping about the dope and all that, but this is what I'm learning now. So this is kind of the statement for everybody. Then the second CD was called the Salt Shaker Mixtape that I made with Petey, formerly of Kingdom City Records. And we just came together to do something quick, man, to while he was in town for Bible college, we did something together, man, to just give out freaks for the city, man. Just encourage us to be salt and light in our communities, in our city. The third CD was really the breakout as far as in the Christian hip-hop arena, online and stuff like that. It was called Bible on My Side. Yeah. And it featured Chris Cobbins and K-Drama, Heat Suddenly, a couple more national artists as I started growing. And it's got rave reviews, man. The South gave it a 9 out of 10. Holy Culture gave it a 9 out of 10 when they was real big with the reviews. I sold a bunch of them too, man.
Yeah,
but
praise God.
They got real good reviews, man. And people started hearing about me and, you know, my name or whatever. And to the point where Kingdom City picked me up. Now, at that time, Kingdom City had Dre Singer, they had Dylan Chase, they had a lot of other national artists, man. They picked me up. They were just, you know, so excited for the release and stuff. On my release date, they told me that they wanted to be with me. You know, well, wanted me to be on the label. So it was dope. Then the next one was released under Kingdom City. It was called Soul Food. It was a free mixtape to be the you know, album to this album now. It was called Soul Food, and it featured Pro, a.k.a. Derek Minor. It featured Fitzgerald. Who else did it feature? Dre Singer and a couple other people. And it was real popular as well. Got some good reviews. and it was all free, so I was able to get it out to more places and more people. And now we're at one. And one kind of got delayed like a year and a half just for some label issues, and I put it out independently. And no bad blood whatsoever. Everybody's good, but now we at one. So that's the discography, man. Where we at with it, man?
That's what's up, man. So, yeah, you got a lot of projects, got a lot of music. Man, let's talk about when you got started as an MC, man. Where did this writing come from? Because you said you was doing it even before you got saved, man. So do you remember writing the first song? Do you remember, you know, when you said, hey, man, I'm going to be a rapper?
Yeah. We was in eighth grade. I was going to Northwest Middle School. Very notorious for dropouts and stuff like that, man. And we started this little group. If any of these dudes listen, I know they cracking up right now. We started this group called Baby Ballers, right?
Yeah.
So we all was trying to do something, man. Trying to make a little extra buck. I don't know what we were thinking about then, but that's what we was doing. So anyway.
Yeah.
We started rapping. And I guess I was kind of taking it more serious than everybody else. I don't know what, like, you know, everybody's, we were always influenced by hip-hop, but I just fell in love with it, man. Like, the Tupac, the Biggie, like, I was influenced by that era, man, and, like, I just fell in love with it. And, I started rapping, and I didn't have a rap name. So, you know, for all those who don't know, my real name is Royce Handy. And I tried to go with RJ, you know, to take the Royce, you know, but right, it was another dude at another school named RJ, and I didn't want to take it. I was kind of like, nah, I'm cool on that. It didn't really sound tight anyway. So then we go through the whole songwriting process. So now I first started actually writing when I got to high school, figuring out about bars and that type of thing and how to write for beats and stuff. Started freestyling in one of my homies' basements, man. We recorded on a karaoke machine over the tape.
I remember those days.
Microphone, got the beat playing in the background and stuff like that. So we doing that, man, just learning how to do it. Listening to Eminem. That's when Eminem first came out. We listened to that. We listened to all this and this, man. Just trying to figure out how cats is writing. So then about 10th, 11th grade, I started battle rapping. Mm-hmm. And I started getting good. Like, and people started knowing me throughout my school and the school district as the rapper. Like, Sauce, they know I rap. And so it's football games, basketball games, I'm battle rapping. But never still really recorded anything. I'm still just kind of seeing where I'm at with this thing. Well, I graduated in 2004. And the next year, one of my best friends through high school, I met his little brother. His little brother was going to another school. He was 16, and I was 18. And he was rapping. He was cold. So I was like, man, let's come together and do something together, man. So we came together and did a CD. Now, my real daddy helped me put it together. To this day, like, he has helped me, man, be the independent grinder that I am. He's always had his own business, always, you know, he's at the swapping shop selling stuff, like, he's a hustler.
Yeah.
So I really get that from him, but we recorded our first CD in this guy named Jay Love, Joseph Love, which you probably heard of him. He produced for Flames, produced for Jason, he produced for Art Swift Blue Project. Well, before that, he wasn't saved as well, but he was still making beats.
Yeah.
He went to this school. He went to this school called Missouri West. So we went out there one weekend, man. We got drunk, man, just recorded a whole mixtape in one weekend, like 15 songs, and put it out.
Yeah.
We went to where we go to? We went to Sam's Club and got the stamper, burnt a bunch of CDs, got CD cases, and just made it ourselves. We were selling them up for $5, man, everywhere we went. And that's when it first started getting like, I'm like, dude, we got to keep doing this, man. We can really try to make it. So after that, man, I just started pursuing it more and more. We shot a video. I mean, we shot a DVD. Trying to get the CDs in our local stores and stuff like that. Just kept on recording. Kept getting better. Kept on honing it. Kept buying beats, getting original beats, figuring out how to mix. What's a track? You know what I'm saying? Tracks, you know what I'm saying? Not just mixtape beats, but figuring out that type of stuff, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's when it really started, man. When I was like 17, 18, 19, I really started getting really serious about it, man, and getting better with it, so.
All right, man. Let's go into one of your other songs, bro. We're going to go into EOC. Who's on this track? Tell me what EOC is talking about.
EOC is featuring Chris Collins, man, my dude, national recording artist now, but he's from Kansas City, man. We love him, one of our own. This song is called Encourage Our Communities. And I'm involved with a lot of community outreach activism type of stuff here in Kansas City. And I wanted to make a song that anybody from any walk of life, whether you're an atheist, a Christian, a Jew, or whether you're a gangster or a mother or father, whatever you are, you can say, you know what, I can't see that that needs change in our community. So I made a song that kind of addressed how we always want to see change in our community, but we allow the same stuff to go on. And I started with musical influence because I do music and I see how much influence it is through music. Yeah. And I wanted to address that and say, you know what, if y'all want to see difference, then let's do something different. But if you want the same, you know what I'm saying, well, don't do nothing. Keep letting your kids be influenced by this music that you think is just cool because the beat is tight or whatever, but you're not listening. But we can tell by hip-hop, you know, from the dances. I mean, everything the rappers say, do, we do. They put out a new dance, we dance. They say what the cool, how to dress now. Look, I mean, look how far fashion has changed just through hip-hop. Mm-hmm. The cars, the liquor, the clubs, everything, man, like they're the biggest marketers and influencers right now. It's crazy. So I wanted to say, you know what, instead of doing that, let's encourage them to do something good. Let's encourage them to go to school. Let's encourage them, you know what I'm saying, to not drink and drive, to do all these things opposite that the negatives of hip-hop culture teach us to do. Let's encourage our communities and try to see something different.
That's what it is, man. Let's go into this track, Yada the King Radio. Once again, it's going down. Sauce Remix. And don't forget to get the iPad. Apple and Android app. We're gonna get it in behind the scenes, you know, after this interview, like the after party of the interview with the Homie Sauce Remix. Let's get it in. Let's check it out. Here we go.
You wanna see difference? Yeah, gotta do something different. Yeah, let's go. Every time I turn on the radio, it's the same song on the radio. It's either fake love and sex, or look at me, I'm the best, or I'm rich, you're not. I'm like, when will it stop? And I know they want me to say, drop down and shake that. Or, hey, bro, take this, cook it up and make that money. Y'all funny, I try to push away that. I'm in love with substance, I no longer date crap. Let me take you for a spin, it's that passe jack. Put this in and let it slap in a hoopty or Maybach. Tryna change your mindset, influence is timeless. In the hood, we got dirt that's full of them diamonds, and I'm tryna get them out before they lives get ruined by the soundtrack of death. That's suicide music, can't blame it all on rap. But hip hop's influence is so big, whatever they say, we do it.
I know the music sounds good whenever it's pleasing, not flesh. And I know that it's all about the money, but if you want change, then let's encourage our communities.
If you wanna see difference, then let's do something different. So go ahead,
encourage our communities.
But if you don't want change, then keep doing the same.
Every time I turn on the radio. Every time I turn on the radio.
Why they never ever make a song about school? Getting educated and how it's so cool. And why they never ever make a song about credit? How to save money so you won't be indebted. And why they never ever make a song about the consequences of doing things wrong? And when they make songs about sex, they don't talk about STDs and what comes after that. I guess it don't make money, the music dividends. I think these record companies don't care about our kids. I know they got charities and all the money they give, but that won't stop the messages that ruin how we live. I'm speaking from experience and eternal perspective. Some stuff just ain't for kids. Our future is so precious. The parents are responsible for providing protection. It all starts at home with examples of right direction. Who's leading you is the question.
Yeah, music sounds good whenever it's pleasing, not flash. And I know that it's all about the money, but if you want change, then let's encourage our communities.
If you wanna see difference, then let's do something different. So go ahead,
encourage our communities.
But if you don't want change, then keep doing the same. Yeah.
Every time I turn on the radio. Every time I turn on the radio.
Influences the street in our society. Media is the car that's driving it. And music is giving us a variety. But I don't hear songs about sobriety. See, it might sound petty, but I just wonder why. Cause kids get high, drive drunk, and some die. You hear them mamas cry, and they just wonder why. But what about the song telling kids that it's fly? And they do what it says. Now pour out some liquor for the dead. They say do anything for the bread. Let's encourage our communities instead. Cause tragedies keep happening. Let's pay more attention. The media gon' blow it up, but we need prevention. These rappers look good on their videos and radio, but they ain't saying nothing positive out of their stereo. Encourage everywhere we go.
The music sounds good whenever it's pleasing our flesh. And I know that it's all about the money, but if you want change, then let's encourage our communities.
If you wanna see difference, then let's do something different. So go ahead,
encourage our communities.
But if you don't want change, then keep doing the same. Yeah.
Every time I turn on the radio.
Hey, I made this one.
I'm bumping Jesus music in my old school. He made me a son, shout out to my old dude. High beams on every time I roll through. And I'm just repping Christ, boy, like I'm supposed to. I'm killing this, 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 I'm killing this.
Hop up in my whip, I'm gone now. Music up, I'm zoned out. Car fast, but I drive slow. Turned up, I'm too cool, I'm Fonzo. Satin black on my 86. They ain't seen it this fly, boy, since 86. Push the pedal to the metal in my old hood. Police looking at me like I'm up to no good. They say how you say when that boy the soul hood. Boy, my soul good when Christ died on that old wood. He gave me new life and now I kick it like I show should. And you show could do the same thing. Sin stain clean, so I ride clean. Shining like a high beam. Too cool for the summer. And Christ the forerunner.
I'm bumping Jesus music in my old school. He made me a son, shout out to my old dude. High beams on every time I roll through. And I'm just repping Christ, boy, like I'm supposed to. I'm killing this, 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 I'm killing this.
Yeah, I heard that. Flesh rising, I murk that. Oh, me, passed away in the grave, he a dirtbag.
Yeah, I heard that. Flesh rising, I murk that. Oh, me, passed away in the grave, he a dirtbag.
And that's what I mean. See, now I hit the scene. And you think that I'm clean, cause you recognize the bling. But it ain't about the things. What's the bling without the king? Swagger be on a 100, but out here you just stunt. Gold all in my watch, gold all in my grill. I got skeletons in my closet, so what you see ain't real. Yeah, what you see ain't real. Nah, you ain't about that life. How you gon' be about it if you ain't about that Christ? Screaming YOLO, riding YOLO, living life like you solo. But you can't come to the king, homie, unless you get solo. And you cannot worship things, homie, that there is a no-no. Yeah, and I'm just right.
I'm bumping Jesus music in my old school. He made me a son, shout out to my old dude. High beams on every time I roll through. And I'm just repping Christ, boy, like I'm supposed to. I'm killing this, I'm killing this, I'm killing this, I'm killing this.
All right, that's the homie Steve T on Yada the King Radio. The song is I'm Killing It. He just came out with the video. I just seen it on rapzilla.com. That's where I check out all the videos, see what's popping. I got it coming to my Gmail account every time it pop off, so that's what it is. Hey, Sauce Remix, man, I'm gonna ask you a fun fact real quick. And this is, like I said, man, for all y'all that want to get into the interview, this is the after party of the interview. I'm just gonna give you a glimpse. Talk about who you feeling right now in the Holy Hip Hop game, man.
I'm feeling Bizzle in the whole Dollar and Money camp. I really love their originality. Like, they don't sound like anybody else. They don't use anybody's name for a crutch. Like, he just came out of nowhere. He's doing his thing. He got a great platform. He's listening. He's reaching listeners that most people in the Christian rap can't reach. And it's dope. Like, I just love everything about what they're doing, man. He's still standing on the word, man. It's dope. Bumps, Mark, man. Mark Jane, that's my dude. Like, I know him personally. Like, I've been in his house. Like, I've done songs with him. I'm on his first two mixtapes, if anybody don't know. The Who Was Mark James mixtapes. They actually got him signed. They got him in money. But, yeah, man.
That's what's up.
I've been on him for a couple years, man. And he's a great dude, man. Yeah, so I like all them dudes. I'm glad they signed Selah, man. He's an amazing lyricist.
That dude is bananas. So, man. That dude is bananas.
Yeah, they crazy. My next dude, another dude I know personally, Yavin Snake, just dropped that Favor Over Fury. Yeah. Hit the Billboard charts, hit the iTunes charts, man. I'm so glad for the success of my dude. He just came to Kansas City. We just did a show together, man. Went out to eat together. Really got to build with him some more, man. And that's my dude, man. And I just love what he's been doing for years, man. Grinding, like, you know, on and off the stage, man. I did a show with him in Cleveland just a couple years ago with Bumps, too. We all was together. And a guy that was there was like, "Hey, you don't know this, Yavez, but I was in prison, and you came out and visited us and rapped to us a long time ago, man. Now I'm out, now I'm saved, and I just want to give you this plaque, man, that I've been having for you. I made a plaque for you, bro, to encourage you." I was like, "Wow."
Yeah, that's
crazy. See the work that he's doing off stage and on stage. It blew him away because he had no idea.
Yeah.
You know, so then, so meeting artists like that, man, those are dudes that I'm feeling, man. Who else am I feeling, man? All of Derek Minor's new stuff, man, it's looking like it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, his new stuff, like, it's gonna be off the chain. I'm feeling him. Fizzle, always felt Fizzle, man. Like, Fizzle's one of the very few people that I can give, like, one of the dudes on my block, you know what I'm saying, his CD, and they'll be like, "Hey, this type,
yeah,
I can really relate to this." So, Fizzle, who else am I feeling, man? I think that's about it that I can think of off the top of my head, man. Show, I love Show, new album. Show, man. Chris Cobbin got new stuff coming out that's gonna be dope. But yeah, those are some of my favorites right now, man.
That's what it is, man. Let's get on the topic of the day. We're talking about, I was gonna call it the remix, but I was like, man, let's just go with the word change. That might be a little bit more easy for some people to get with. But we're going to talk about the change, man, and I'm talking about in our lives. A lot of us, before we got saved, we live one way. After we get saved, we should live different, you know what I'm saying? But just talk to me about, how do you feel about that, man? Should we be the same before we were saved and after we saved, or what? Talk to me about that.
We definitely should be saved, man. The scriptures even say that we're new, you know what I'm saying, creatures, man. Like, When you have an experience with the Lord, like a supernatural God, like, it's not, I'm saved and I look the same. It's like, no, like, I look different.
Yeah.
Like, everything about me is different. Now, I may struggle with some of the stuff that I have struggled with before.
Right.
But now it's not that I just do it or I'm a slave to it. It's, I struggle. I fight against it. So that's one mark of change right now. I mean, right through those sins, man, like, we're not just doing them because we're enticed by them or we love doing them like we used to. Like, we struggle and fight against them now. Yeah. Like, you know, we weren't struggling with sin before, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So that change, man, it's definitely big. Like, you see everybody in the scriptures, man, they were changed. Paul, you know what I'm saying? Look at him. He was changed, man, totally changed. Man, his name was changed. Yeah. Everything about this dude was changed, man. So, when you see cats, man, who have knew you before, and they hear about something, and they be like, you know what, I see the change, or, or let me stop cussing around you, or stuff like that. Like, then you start to realize people see that change.
Yeah.
If they not seeing that change, man, you should really check yourself and be like, man, am I really exhibiting that change?
Yeah.
Or to the end result, am I really changed? Or did I just have an emotional affair or what? Like, it's a lifelong process of constant change, man, constant sanctification day in, day out. The Lord is making us better and better and better, man. And as long as we stay obedient and, you know, the basis of the faith, standing your word, praying, fasting, those things, man, we will always be able to show that change to people, man. So, yeah, that change, that's the biggest thing. I mean, because if you haven't been changed by the Lord, I mean, you're still the same. So,
come on.
That change, man, that remix, man, like, that's what counts, man, because it shows that you're a different person, and it shows who you belong to now.
Right, right. Now let's talk about, you kind of answered the question that I was going to ask, but just let's dig deeper on how the change comes about, because some people believe, I'm going to just say this. I believe that God could change you as soon as you say the prayer, but that's not the only change that's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So how does change continually happen in your life? And you listed a lot of things, man, that were there that are very important for change.
Let me see. I'm gonna try to answer this. I know that, like, for me, for instance, right, the night I was on my face, man, crying to the Lord, man, really repenting, like, and the Lord changed me, man, like, for real. The next morning, man, I was still smoking cigarettes, man, and I tried to smoke a cigarette, bro, and like, I actually, like, it was like, it was so nasty to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Why am I smoking this?
Yeah, yeah.
But then I know genuine believers who I know, who I built with, man, who love the Lord, and they might struggle with smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So in that aspect of, you know, it might be different things for different people.
Right.
You know what I mean? But as far as continually striving and being changed day in, day out, it's that constant relationship with the God that made you, man, and loving His Word, learning it, meditating it, man, and trying to obey it as best as you can. Not that we're under the law, but as well, we love the Lord, so we love His law, we love His Word.
Yeah.
As well as that, is that praying and fasting and just the simple truths of Scripture, man. Don't get me wrong, theology is very important, and it does highlight some of the bases of the faith. But we can make knowledge an idol and forget these simple things that affect man and be puffed up in knowledge or whatever. But that doesn't give you an excuse not to study your word. But I'm just saying,
right,
those basic things, man, is what really holds us together, man. Like, your mark is your mark to who you belong to is going to be how you love, you know, people that belong to who you belong to. So, you know what I mean? So If we're showing those simple fruits of the Spirit, man, like, those are the things that set us apart. And that whole passage was showing those who belong to darkness and those who belong to the Spirit. They produce what those things influence.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? If we had the love and the gentleness and the self-control and the meekness and the things of this nature, you know, if we're producing these things, we can know, you know, hey, this is the change that has happened to me, and this is what's going on, and I know I'm being changed, you know. So and those things never listed, you know, money or knowledge or anything like that. It was all supernatural thing that only the Spirit can produce in a person, man. When He changes our hearts, we bring our hearts back to life, man, and we begin to produce these things, man, and see that change for ourselves as well as other people seeing them. So that's what I would say, the process, man. And like I say, it's a day in, day out thing.
Yeah.
Not I'm saved, I'm good. Yeah, you might be good because Christ paid for your sins, but at the same time, you have to finish that course like that. And that shows, that proves it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, you know, words, but it's also deeds. You know, faith without works is dead. So
yeah.
Everything goes hand in hand. It goes hand in hand. It's a lifelong process. The Lord is walking us through sanctification day in, day out, cleansing us day in, day out, day in, day out, till we meet Him, man. So
All right, man, we're going to go to a commercial break right now, but we'll be right back with this interview with Sauce Remix.
Yo, what's up? This is Don Christian from Yada the King Radio, letting you know that we come on every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You definitely want to get it in with us. If you want us to talk on a topic, hit us up, 425-243-4285. Call or text us. Make sure you tune into the website, hourofgospelswagger.com. All you need to know is it's going down here at HGS Radio, Christ-centered and swagger certified. Yeah, yeah.
I always gotta keep my brain. Yada
the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep my brain.
Yada the King Radio. You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King Radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Let's get right back into this interview right here with Sauce Remix. We're talking about discipleship. Let's talk about discipleship, man, because this was very important to your change. My dad is a head pastor at our church, man, New Creation Christian Center, and he's been talking about the lack of discipleship going on, especially in the African-American community, man. I'll just say that because of the lack of fathers, because of the lack of role models, so we're not quick to let somebody disciple us. But you shared in your testimony somebody that had discipled you. Talk to me about how important that actually was to your system as a Christian, man, your relationship.
Yeah, it was one of the most important things. If not the most important thing outside of God and his, you know, God himself. But I understand why he, you know, put that method and discipleship into effect because of what it does. And I know you see it too. You see somebody who gets saved, get plugged into a healthy church, get brothers around them or ladies around them that pour into their life and they blossom and they grow.
Yeah.
And then you see those who don't have that. And they might be still genuinely saved. I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, they don't have that extra push of discipleship in that in their life, and it looks like they're not doing too good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I got a guy from my block. One of my dudes from my block. He's actually on my CD. My dude Trey P. He got saved, man, and he goes to Pastor 83 Church. He got plugged into a healthy church, man, and getting in with believers. Plugged into the, you know, to the local Bible study, stuff like that. He's growing.
Yeah.
Growing. We got another dude from my block that got saved. I plugged into a real whack church, man, and I wish he never went there, but and I don't even know if he knew what discipleship was, but like, he just kind of just fell all the way back, and you can see the difference in discipleship and fellowship and really getting it in, locking it in with people and living together with people really takes a toll on that,
right.
You know what I mean? It really influences that, man. So, it's a couple quotes, you know what I'm saying? On discipleship, man, that I love, man, and just like I said, I keep saying life on life. I ain't even listened to that album lately, but like that's what it is for real. Like this lady named Elizabeth Elliott. She said, we are not meant to die merely in order to be dead. God could not want that for the creatures to whom he has given the breath of life. We die in order to live. So, you know, he saves us for us to go and be with other people who he saves, and we can build each other up because we're all living stones, you know what I'm saying? And so we're all building each other up, man, being living stones to each other, man, and like, it's just kind of hard seeing that not happen. Like, I mean, you see it in the streets. Like, you got OGs. The OGs, what are they doing? They discipling cats.
That's right.
You go to school, what's a professor doing? He's discipling you. Like, it's a term, and it's a thing that everybody is doing. You know what I mean? But I do see what your pastor is saying, or your father, or was that him that said that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lack of discipleship in the urban black church, I do understand that, because, you know, you also see fatherless homes. Right there, a man is already... Well, the boy is already slacking in just earthly discipleship because he don't got a father to teach him how to be a man.
Right.
And that carries on into other, so many other aspects of life. When he has his kids, how would he know how to do that? You know what I mean? So, yeah, that discipleship, man, that's huge, bro. That's huge. And it's not only just, let's get together and let me teach you how to study your Bible, bro. It's, man, what do I do when my boss upsets me at work? How do I reply to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or when my wife is, when we tripping, man, what do I do? Because I feel like I need a divorce. Like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
Or, man, I just smashed this shit, man. I know I wasn't supposed to, you know, but what do I do now? Like, that's the key things in discipleship. But you wouldn't know all of that. Or a person probably wouldn't even be that comfortable with that, with letting you know that stuff if you're not in their life like that.
Yeah.
So that's the whole thing. You see Jesus with his disciples, they were in their life, they were together constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the fake ones that fell off, like the 5,000 that was following him. The next morning, he didn't give them what they wanted. They left. He turned around and said, y'all gonna believe too what they say? Nah, you got the words of life. And we've been spending time with you, seeing you do miracles, seeing you do all this stuff. We know it's real.
Mm-hmm.
So a person won't know what's real with you if you're not spending time with them. But a discipleship comes in the key, man. Like, that's a perfect example. So that discipleship is probably the biggest thing, man.
Dope, man. So let's do this, bro. We're going to go into your last song, man, which I believe it has a lot to do with discipleship, because you talk about it in the beginning, man. It's not just taking the guns away. It's about a mind change, man, and that has to do a lot with discipleship. The song is called Gunshots, man. Why did you come out with this song? What were some of the inspirations of this song, and what has been the result of people that have heard this song so far?
The inspiration of this song was my city. I live in Missouri now, but Kansas City is made up of, to make it the major metropolitan area that it is, they add 13 counties. And so you got Kansas City in Missouri, and you got St. Louis in Missouri. I think in 2010, Missouri was the only state in the nation to have two cities in the top 10 most violent list.
Wow.
And that was Kansas City and Missouri. And per capita, like, Kansas City is always top five in murder rate. In the black homicide victimization rate, we're always top 10, top five.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, bro. It's like like my daddy moved to New York, he was just telling me how much life it is and how vibrant it is and how diversity it is. He was saying, like, now looking back at how he lived in Kansas City, it's like a ghost town. Like, everybody's killing each other, it's segregated, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
So just looking at stuff like that, man, really inspired me to make a Stop the Violence song for my city. And it's like, you know, we have, like, we don't, as Christians, sometimes I think that we try to show ourselves to be holy so much that we don't engage the culture in the way that we should be in the mix.
Right.
So instead of me saying, you know, instead of me sitting back and doing something else, I say, you know what, let me engage the culture while being in the mix. It's mm-hmm. kind of like having a Christian in the White House. Okay, if Barack is not a believer, then we got believers saying, oh, Barack, you're not doing stuff for the Christians or whatever. What if it was a Christian in the White House who was influencing his ideas or influencing his, you know, changes or whatever? Like, so that's the thing I was at with this song. How about I get plugged into the local Stop the Violence movements?
Yeah.
They may not be Christian at all. They may not accept Jesus at all. I don't know. But if I can make a song for me to get plugged into there, well, hey, that's me engaging the culture.
Right.
So I wrote that song for that, man, to kind of bring awareness to the city and to the parents and to us and our communities, man. Like, look, you know, I know y'all hear gunshots. I know y'all see what's going on. Let's do something about it. Let's raise these kids and change their mindsets about life.
Yeah.
And the gospel. So that's what the song is about.
All right, let's check it out on Yada the King Radio. Gunshots by the Homie Sauce Remix. Let's check it out. Always, if you just getting in, you can go to ydkradio.com to hear the full interview, man. Let's get it in right now.
Kansas City, Kansas, but I live in Missouri, though. Ain't nothing changed but the gunshots in my area. Please, I know they ain't gon' play this on the radio. Truth off in your stereo, and I know they don't hear me, though. It's glorified in our music. It looks good in the movies. Until somebody acts up and actually do it. Some get paid to promote it. Like, look at all the rappers who influence our kids and don't care what comes after. It's shame on you parents who don't break the cycle. And pride got them young boys riding around them rifles. They don't fight for this country. They fighting for survival of the epidemic. Black homicide victims. It's money on our plate. Them drugs gon' come with it. With a side of illegal guns, we wash it down with liquor. The same things we live for is the same things that kill us. Guns are the weapon of choice. Stop talking and just listen to them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, you hear them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, I tried to tell them, tried to teach them, tried to reach them, tried to get them before them boys let them slugs hit them. Yeah, they go them gunshots. Yeah, I know you hear them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, I tried to tell them, tried to teach them, tried to reach them, tried to get them before them boys let them slugs hit them. Yeah, them gunshots.
He let them gun sounds, let them gun sounds, let them gun sounds. But we should hate them,
why?
Cause them gun sounds probably means another black male is going down. Body cold on the pavement, blood paint in the ground, soul in the air. Which way he going now? You should see the wall of the ad hoc building. It's so many unsolved murders in my city. I pray for Chicago, St. Louis, and D.C. I know what them guns do. Man, it could have been me. Dying on the streets that we don't even own. And colors we ain't make is tearing down our homes. It's shame on you OGs that's making it look cool. My homie hit the pen soon as he dropped out of school. I gotta go so hard on that elephant in this room. I'ma talk about it all. I don't care if it's taboo. Them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, you hear them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, I tried to tell them, tried to teach them, tried to reach them, tried to get them before them boys let them slugs hit them. Yeah, they go them gunshots. Yeah, I know you hear them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, I tried to tell them, tried to teach them, tried to reach them, tried to get them before them boys let them slugs hit them. Yeah, them gunshots.
It's deeper than guns, let me define that. To stop the murders, we gotta change the mindsets. Take away the guns and they just go get more guns. But the truth can change them for the long run.
Yes.
Let's take the youth, teach them the value, of life. Live it right can speak values. In our communities, it's gonna take you and me doing more than just sitting back and calling police. It's gonna be sacrifice, blood, sweat, and tears. It ain't gonna be instant. This thing gonna take some years. I'm letting shots go, cause I can't be quiet. Riding with my peacemaker, screaming out, stop the violence. Shout out to every activist that's really in it. It's more like me, young, but we with it. God changed our hearts, we just trying to change our city and make history with hope for this epidemic. Gunshots, yeah. Yeah, you hear them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, I tried to tell them, tried to teach them, tried to reach them, tried to get them before them boys let them slugs hit them. Yeah, they go them gunshots. Yeah, I know you hear them gunshots. Yeah, yeah, I tried to tell them, tried to teach them, tried to reach them, tried to get them before them boys let them slugs hit them. Yeah, them gunshots.
We need you like the birds in the air near the sky. We need you like the flowers need water when it's dry.
Everything about your galaxy is the air I breathe. I can't have anything else but you're the one I need.
But straight and narrow is the only way I'm walking though. But
bills piling up, but money getting low. Stock market dropping, so I'm losing my gross. But I ain't feeling deserted, standing knowing my purpose. Look right through my curtains, you can see that I'm serving. See, for Christ, I'm a pro, so I'm an ex-con, no ex-on, ex-drunk. So I'm feeling extra on. I used to love the world, but now I'm celibate. And yeah, I died broke, but born again, rich, he holds me. He knows I need him boldly, cause I couldn't be holy unless I had beholdy, coldly. Lean on my expedition, this world is so wicked. So as I write my exposition, infiltrate, greater vision, interrogate. My ambition, I relate, I enlist to violate my condition, overcoming conviction. We need you.
We need you, we need you like the birds in the air, near the sky. We need you like the flowers need water when it's dry.
Everything about your galaxy is the air I breathe. I can have anything else, but you're the one I need.
Feeling broke, broke, like I ain't got a dime, right? I need the kind of change a dollar can't supply, and the type of satisfaction money try but never buy. A man flawed in many ways, but try to live a better life. Yes. So tired of screwing up, and I ain't talking dirty Sprite. Nah. To put it plain and simple, ain't no me without you. Haters try to doubt you, question everything about you, but still I'm standing out you. Yeah. No moving out without you. Yeah. The last time I did it, I was lost until I found you. Till I found stayed in that dirt and searching. My heart was ever thirsting. Seemed like my issues worsened, nothing I tried was working. When chasing every pleasure, went hard on every level, like I was trying to make it rain in the desert. Yeah, it was all a facade, yeah. Living in a mirage, yeah. Artificial balling, huh? A mental massage.
We need you like the birds in the air near the sky. We need you like the flowers need water when it's dry.
Everything about your galaxy is the air we breathe. I can have anything else, but you're the one I need.
Like there, that's J.D. Lamaze, or J. Lamaze. Man, help me with the... if I'm saying dude's name wrong, I need you to text me right now. 425-243-4285. Man, but dude go hard. He got the homie ZG and the homie Bonafide from... Grits on the track, man, and that was a dope track right there. He just came out with a free project as well. I'm have to line up something with him and Yav, since the homie was just talking about it, man. We're gonna have to get it in. He used to go by Street Pastor. I'm gonna have to ask him why he switched the name, you know what I'm saying, because I was lost, you know what I'm saying. Like, it was easy to say Street Pastor versus Yav, but it is what it is. Look, let's do this, man. People out there checking you out and getting it in, Sauce Remix with us tonight. Talk to them real quick, man, about how they can connect with you on the internet. What are some ways that they can get engaged in what you're doing? Even some of the people in your city, man, if they want to help you with your gun awareness situation that you got going on out there.
Yeah, man, people, y'all can connect with me on sauceremix.com. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's just Sauce Remix. Whatever it is out there is Sauce Remix. As far as music, the album will be out on iTunes, Amazon, Xbox Live, like whatever you can get music on, it's going to be on there August 6th. In my city, it'll be in two of our local stores. It'll be in 7th Heaven, and it'll be at the Wax Factory. I'm actually doing an in-store signing and a live performance at 7th Heaven the day of the release from 5 to 7 p.m. If anybody from Kansas City is listening. Oh. 7th Heaven on Truth, I'll be there from 5 to 7 p.m. Come out, get an autograph, take pictures with your boy. Actually, we're going to do a live performance on the rooftop. It's going to be dope, man. Come out. As far as the gunshots and encourage our communities and stuff like that I'm trying to get out to the community, if you know any ceasefires or Aim for Pieces or a gun control or any organization like that, even outside of Kansas City, like, hit me up on Facebook, send me a message, let me know. I would love to send a song. I just send it to them for free. They can have it, do whatever they want to with it. That's cool with me. I don't care. I just want to get it out, man, to raise awareness in our neighborhoods, man. And yeah, so, and with that said, man, I've been doing a lot of community work. So if you're in Kansas City and you're looking for a rapper to come out and maybe teach your kids or talk to them or whatever, whatever it may be. Job Corps, Juvenile Detention Centers, whatever it is, like, I'm down. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SauceRemix.com, BookSauceNow at gmail.com, whatever. Get with me, let me know, and hit me up. Yep.
That's what it is, man. What you got coming up next, man? I know you got that release party. Any touring coming up, man? What's up?
I'm doing a little bit, not too far out, but I know August 3rd, I'm doing the Noise Carnival here in Kansas City. We do it every year. I think last year we bought Fizzle and I think it was Susie Rock or Cambino, one or the other, we bought them here. But this year, me and Chris Lee are heading it. Me and Chris Cobbins are headlining it together.
Yeah, he keeps switching his name. He keeps switching his name, so we all like that. You know, so Chris Lee, Chris Cobbins, Chris Lee Cobbins.
I think the official name is Chris Cobbins.
Okay.
The official name is Chris Cobbins. Yeah, Chris Cobbins. That's the official thing. But yeah, so we're doing that together. August 10th, I will be in Warrensburg, Missouri. That's like a college town, 45 minutes away from Kansas City. I'll be in there doing a neighborhood block party. I got some stuff lined up in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Talking to somebody from California. Hopefully I can get out there, man, with the dudes from Zoe for Life.
Yeah.
Looking at going back out to Cleveland again. Doing something out there. I'm actually supposed to be going on a tour with Shock Music. Supposed to be going on a tour to Memphis, Topeka, Kansas, some other places that's supposed to be lined up in like September as well. So,
okay.
Got a little bit going on, man. I've been doing a lot of local stuff, man. Like, I just got done teaching a 2-day class at one of our local homeless shelters. And just doing some stuff like that too, man. So,
yeah.
We got a little bit popping, man. We'll see as the album comes out. I'm really hyped. It's really anticipated around Kansas City.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing a whole lot of promotion on the Christian websites just because all my money's been wrapped up in local promotion. But I think it's still going to do good on, you know, iTunes or whatever. It'll be great if I chart it. If I don't, oh well. Here, I really want to focus on my city and getting our local stores that don't even know what we do here. So
yeah.
I really want to hit the city, man. Jerusalem first, man. So, yeah.
That's what it is, man. Hey, bro, I was pleasure to have you on. Man, it was great just getting to hear your testimony, chopping it with you, man, hearing your enthusiasm about people getting really, really discipled, man. And that, to me, that's an important thing, man, about Christianity, man. Is if you're not being discipled, it's time to be discipled. Because even the disciples, obviously, had to be discipled, man. And they discipled. And like Lecrae said, disciple. You know what I'm saying? They kept going, man. So,
yeah.
Just want to keep on seeing that in the world today, bro. Any last words that you want to share with the listeners, man, on the podcast?
Yeah, man. Thank y'all for having me, first of all. Everyone listening, all the supporters. Thank y'all, man. Go pick up the album. Support. It's great. It features Sho Baraka, Pastor 83, Chris Cobbins, Erica Denae, Eric Ashby. I got production on there from D-Flow, from Sway, you know, from all the hottest producers they got out now, man.
Yeah.
Just thank y'all for rocking for the last 5 years. Go pick up the album. And also, before you try to be some Christian rap star, man, get known in your community first, because it's local schools and different places that need people like us who don't know what we do. So they don't know how to utilize us. So let's make ourselves known in our community. And then if the Lord wants to put us on that platform to travel, hey, praise God, let's go do what we do. Thank y'all.
Dope, man. We're going to get out of here and get into some more music here on Yada the King Radio, man. Go to YDK Radio for the playlist. You can see what's all popping off. See the latest interviews we did. YDKRadio.com. And hit me up on Twitter, man. Yada the King. If you can't spell it, just go to YDK Radio. It'll show you how to spell it, man. I had to try to simplify it. But it's YADAHDAKING. Hit us up on Twitter, man. Let's chop it up.
My God,
we'll be right back after these messages.
God, I'm so hard. Huh? My job. I mirage on our pods. Ooh. My squad. Be easy under Lacey JD Mom. We squad like National Guards. Raise the banner. Devil Guyana. And I can't stand them. I'm ferocious. Fly like a locust. My faith is focused on the plan to rep the king on crucifix. The world is sick. The antidote. The remix. Go.
My God, my God, oh my God, my God, my God, oh my God,
yeah.
My God, my God, oh my God, my God.
It's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. My God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day.
God greater than my God. Don't you ever underestimate the power that he hold in his hand. Yeah. Since I'm an heir to my big bro, I'ma show I got authority as I stroll through the land. His plan is to get you to understand. Yeah. There can only be one God in command. One. Consider everything I'm saying, cause if you don't know nothing else, you gon' know he ain't playing. Could he bet my life in the end, we win, cause it ain't no competition. None. Anything that he asked me to do, his word true, he provide provision.
Right.
Serve another God that'll never happen, cause I got a responsibility to go out and live life. Right. Thank God for my invite to the kingdom, through the only living gate, which is Christ.
My God, my God, oh my God, my God, my God, oh my God, my God, my God, oh my God, my God.
It's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. My God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day.
Beautiful in the beginning, then it got better, cause every day with the Father was always sweeter than the day before it. And I was about to slow it down, but today I said, pedal to the metal, man, go hit the flow it. See, I get turned up when I think about the fact that I'm forgiving, the fact that I'm still living, the fact that I ain't the villain that's killing our children, dealing crack outside of the building. Thank you, God. That's grace right there. God ain't just good, that's great right there. Every day this faith I share, some people hate, you think I care? No way, they don't realize no amount of money, no amount of fame, no amount of cars, no amount of blame, no amount of nothing under the sun that compares with the feeling of me being redeemed, my God.
My God, my God, oh my God, my God, my God, oh my God, my God.
It's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. My God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. My God is bigger than your God all day.
My God is bigger than your God all day. Go yell this in your college dorm hallway. Choose to serve another God, I ain't tripping. We jumping over your God, Blake Griffin.
Yeah, ain't none greater, serve the creator. Ain't none bigger, drive all your cars, pull all your triggers, call all your girls, call all your O's. Still won't be enough, you need the one. God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, and God the Son. Yeah.
My God, my God, oh my God.
It's bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. My God is bigger than your God all day, all day, all day, all day, all day, all day. My God is bigger than your God all day.
Homie, I ain't no reverend, no Simon, rabbi, or monk, but I could quote and apply that Bible, boy, if that's what you want. We can talk about sayings of Confucius, or better yet, that Quran. Your flow Sunni, I go Al-Qaeda on these beats, I'm the bomb. I spit the little GDs, pray to the east with Pyrus. I know some Crips out in Memphis, mess with me, they get with you. To them, them streets is like Jesus, say no to Jesus, I'm true. How could you make a God out of something that's much smaller than you, huh?
My God, my God,
oh my God,
my God, my God,
oh my God,
my God,
my God, oh my God, my God, my God, oh my God.
That was Mr. Dale from the brand new album that he just came out with. I believe it's called Faith Walker. Check it out, man. Our God is bigger than all these other guys out there. That's all I gotta say. Real talk. But man, let's get on the topic of the day. And before that, I said I was going to get a shout out. Everyday Rain from Cali is kicking my butt right now at Domino's, man. I think I won 2 games. She done won like 20. Man, it's real bad. I'm like, man, you must know something that I don't know. Because she's like one of the only, there's only 2 people that I'm not beating consistently, and that's them. So, man, shout out to Everyday Rain. You know what she is doing down there in Cali. And get at me on the Domino's app, man. The Domino's, I think it's Domino with an exclamation mark. If you follow us on Twitter, I'll tell you how to do it, man. I'll tell you how to get some, just in case you think you good. But anyway, check it out. We're talking on the topic of change, man. Why change? Change is a necessary part of Christianity, because without it, there's nothing different about you, man. God came to fix the things in our life that were messed up, man. Number one, the thing that was definitely messed up was our relationship with God. Our change in a way that we live our life is not by what we do initially, all right? So it's not me saying, hey, I'm a Christian, I need to just change my life. No, it's me accepting God, and because I love God so much, I want to become just like Jesus Christ was on earth. I call him the prototype. Sean Slaughter called him the prototype. Jesus was that prototype in our life. Because of the great change that he has brought in our life, we're like, yo, I want to be just like him. Just like when Michael Jordan came into the NBA game, he changed the face of basketball. He changed the shorts, changed the shoe game up. Now everybody that come in the league, they say, hey, man, I want to be like Michael Jordan because of the imprint that he left on the game of basketball. Jesus left a greater imprint on our life, man. And that's what we have to do is say, hey, man, I want to be just like Christ, man. I want to continue to let these things die in my life that are not pleasing to him. And it's, yeah, I'm going to say this. You're not going to be perfect, man. But strive for perfection, man. That's what the Word of God says. We talked about discipleship. It's very important, man. Get next to some older men of God. The ladies, get next to some older women of God that can direct you, man, to teach you how to pray, to teach you how to study your word, to teach you even how to fast. That's like a lost art of the church today. Fasting is very important, man, to defeat in this flesh, man, because you're going to have a battle. The change ain't going to come easy. You know what I'm saying? But it'll come if you are obedient to the Word of God, man. And that's really what it is. I want to encourage you, man. God can do it. And if you feel like your life's messed up, you can't do it on your own, I'm going to let you know you got to call on God. Call on God. He's right there. And if you need prayer, man, hit us up. 425-243-4285. I would love to pray with you. I'm out of here. Life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta.